No. All right, let's go.
Any injury updates? No SETI again? That's that little setback on his part?
Status quo. He's said he's got one of those tough injuries where there's progress is made and then you kind of hit a little bit of a wall. So we just got to wait and see in him. But yeah, expect the same lineup we had the other night.
Does that mean Vermeen will be back on his way up tomorrow or somebody else?
Potentially, yes.
Semko said this was his best day yet and as close as he's felt all along the process. I mean, I know. Roll himself out for tomorrow, but you took light a bit of the tunnel. You feel as coaching staff.
I do. I feel, Stammers. I think we can start putting him in the day-to-day category right now. I don't see him playing against Detroit, but after that, I would say it's getting really close.
How important is it for him to get feels and touches? Putting him out on the power play practice and just kind of getting that feel back for him.
Well, that's the thing. It's. There's nothing you can really replicate skating, getting bumped, your one timer, all those things that, have made him the player he is. You got to get back in the flow, and it's not like he missed a couple weeks. This is months he's been out. I know he's slowly getting back, but where to put passes, where to take them, catching stuff on your backhand at full speed, and eventually you got to do that while somebody's hounding you. And I think he's been taking positive steps all this way. But it was good to get him in. When you get a power play breakout, where do I go? You know what I mean? Like, there's just different things that you gotta put him back in. And so we did a lot of that today. And as I said, we're just inching towards a return here.
Do you monitor him more closely than maybe you would under normal practices? Or you just kind of look at everything as a whole?
No, it's ultimately just sit and talk after practice how things go. But we've watched him. He's got bumped. He's had to fall down, pick himself up, and there hasn't been any scares. So that's for me, that's a good sign.
Do you feel like from the scoreboard watching that a lot of probably fans do and I guess media does, like now you look at it, 7 games to go, you kind of hold your own destiny, I guess. If you can, now it's hard to go 7-0 the rest of the way, 10-0, but you feel like you can kind of put things in control for your own selves by the way you play.
Well, I know, I'll tell you, I definitely feel a lot better this week than I did last week. And it was, we like the way our compete is, we like our drive, we like the way our lines are playing, our goaltending, everything. And we just don't have any margin for error, though. And we kind of, just sort of snatched victory from the jaws of defeat the other night. We can't keep sitting here saying, "Oh, we're gonna keep coming back." We got to just keep putting ourselves in position to win hockey games. And who's next? It's Detroit, and Detroit's, they're like, what are they, 4-1-1 in their last six or whatever, and so they're playing some pretty good hockey. We just had a tough one against them. We know this is going to be a tight checking, no room game, but we have to find a way. We have no other option but to find a way.
Can they be a dangerous team because they're playing 4 games in 5 nights or coming off 3 straight games? 2 of them went to overtime. Sometimes tired teams actually play better.
I think every team's dangerous. It's, whether maybe the team's not playing well, but the goaltender's on fire. And you just, they've had a little bit of a grind here, but they're continuing to win, and we just saw firsthand the other night, like, their guys are continuing to compete, so they're not going to lay over for us. Quite frankly, they probably don't care. They're in the position to play spoiler now, and we've got to be ready for that. And the one thing is, we've kind of taken that approach. We know it's a must win for us, but it's a must compete for us. It's a must play well, and then see how the chips fall after that. And I think we've been doing that.
And you said, obviously, guys like Garrison and Johnson are out tomorrow, but you have any better feel, like, the 7 games to go, with Garrison especially? Like,
you don't. Yeah. So,
not in day-to-day category then, are they, yes?
Well, I think the whole season's pretty much day-to-day now, so we hope to get him back. I don't know when.
Good. Now, just one more quick one. Now that he's on the street,